Welcome back, Stoic Warriors. We've been building up our mental and emotional fortitude, mastering perception, emotions, self-awareness, and the art of unbiased thinking. But let's face it, life's not always a smooth ride. There are going to be bumps, detours, and maybe even a few flat tires along the way. That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving into part 6 of our Stoic series. Problem solving, the Stoics' strategic playbook for overcoming obstacles. The Stoics weren't just about accepting fate passively. They were about actively engaging with challenges, finding creative solutions, and turning obstacles into opportunities for growth. They understood that life throws curveballs, and they developed a mindset and a set of tools to navigate those challenges with grace and resilience. In this episode, we'll unpack 10 Stoic lessons that will equip you with the mental strategies to tackle any problem that comes your way. We'll learn how to approach challenges with a clear and objective mind, how to develop backup plans, and how to embrace flexibility and adaptability in the face of change. We'll also explore the Stoic perspective on hardship, the importance of emotional control, and the power of seeking help when needed. So, if you're ready to transform challenges into triumphs and develop a Stoic problem-solving mindset, then buckle up and get ready for an empowering exploration of Stoic problem-solving strategies. It's time to turn those obstacles into stepping stones. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to overcome obstacles and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Lesson 1. The Stoics' Insurance Policy, the Art of the Strategic Pivot. All right, folks, let's kick off this episode on problem solving with a Stoic strategy that's as practical as it is empowering. Always have a backup plan in mind. Now, this isn't about being pessimistic or expecting the worst. It's about being prepared, adaptable, and resilient in the face of life's inevitable curveballs. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their minds and navigating life's challenges with grace, understood that things don't always go according to plan. As Marcus Aurelius wisely observed in his Meditations, "Indeed, no one can thwart the purposes of your mind, for they can't be touched by fire, steel, tyranny, slander, or anything." In other words, while we can't control external events, we can control our response to them. And having a backup plan is like having an insurance policy for your peace of mind. It allows you to pivot, to adjust your course, and to keep moving forward, even when faced with unexpected obstacles. The illusion of control. We humans love to feel in control. We make plans, set goals, and expect things to unfold according to our carefully crafted timelines. But the Stoics would remind us that the universe doesn't always play by our rules. There are forces at play that are beyond our comprehension, and sometimes things just don't go our way. Think about it. Have you ever planned a perfect picnic only to have it rained out at the last minute, or prepared meticulously for a job interview only to be blindsided by a question you didn't anticipate? Or set your heart on a particular outcome, only to have fate intervene and deliver something completely different? These are all reminders that we're not in control of everything, and that's okay. In fact, the Stoics would argue that it's actually liberating to recognize our limitations and to embrace the uncertainty of life. The Stoic reverse clause. The Stoics had a term for this mental flexibility, the reverse clause. It's the idea that within every plan, every intention, there should be a built-in contingency, a plan B, that allows you to adapt and adjust when things don't go as expected. Think of it like a seasoned traveler packing a raincoat even if the forecast calls for sunshine. They're not being pessimistic, they're simply being prepared. They know that the weather can change, and they'd rather be slightly inconvenienced by carrying an extra item than be caught completely unprepared in a downpour. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're launching a new business. You've got a solid business plan, a talented team, and a product you believe in. But what if the market shifts, a competitor emerges, or an unexpected economic downturn hits? By having a backup plan, perhaps a diversified revenue stream or a contingency fund, you can weather the storm and keep your business afloat. Or maybe you're planning a big event, like a wedding or a graduation party. You've booked the venue, sent out the invitations, and arranged for the catering. But what if there's a power outage, a key vendor cancels, or a global pandemic throws a wrench in your plans? By having a backup plan, perhaps a smaller, more intimate gathering or a virtual celebration, you can still mark the occasion and create meaningful memories, even if it's not exactly what you originally envisioned. The Stoic advantage. By always having a backup plan in mind, you're not just preparing for the worst, you're also cultivating a mindset of flexibility, adaptability, and resilience. You're learning to embrace the unexpected, to pivot when necessary, and to find opportunities for growth, even in the face of challenges. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, "The obstacle in the path becomes the path." Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. So, today, let's make a commitment to embrace the Stoic reverse clause. Let's approach our plans and goals with a healthy dose of realism, recognizing that things might not always go our way. Let's have backup plans in place so that we can adapt, adjust, and keep moving forward, no matter what life throws at us. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about surviving, they were about thriving. And by cultivating a mindset of preparedness and adaptability, you can turn obstacles into opportunities and create a life that's truly fulfilling, joyful, and resilient. Lesson 2. The view from the balcony, the Stoic art of perspective shifting. All right, folks, let's dive into a Stoic strategy that's like having a mental pair of binoculars, allowing you to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Look at things from a different perspective. Now, this isn't just about putting yourself in someone else's shoes, although that's certainly part of it. It's about cultivating a mental flexibility that allows you to see challenges, setbacks, and even everyday situations from multiple angles. The Stoics understood that our initial perception of events is often limited and biased. We see things through the lens of our own experiences, emotions, and preconceived notions. But by consciously shifting our perspective, we can gain a more objective understanding, uncover hidden opportunities, and find creative solutions to problems. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. How beautifully Plato put it. Whenever you want to talk about people, it's best to take a bird's eye view and see everything all at once. Of gatherings, armies, farms, weddings and divorces, births and deaths, noisy courtrooms or silent spaces. Every foreign people, holidays, memorials, markets, all blended together and arranged in a pairing of opposites. In other words, step back from the drama of the moment and try to see the bigger picture. Zoom out and observe the full panorama of life, with all its complexities, contradictions, and interconnectedness. This broader perspective can help you gain clarity, maintain composure, and make wiser choices. The tunnel vision trap. Think about those times when you've been so focused on a problem, a goal, or a particular outcome that you've lost sight of everything else. It's like having tunnel vision, where you can only see what's directly in front of you, oblivious to the wider landscape and the potential solutions that might lie just beyond your immediate field of view. This tunnel vision can lead to frustration, anxiety, and a sense of being stuck. It can prevent you from seeing alternative paths, creative solutions, or even the humor and absurdity of certain situations. The Stoic solution. Perspective shifting. So, how do you break free from this tunnel vision and cultivate a more expansive perspective? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. The view from above. Imagine you're looking down on your situation from a balcony or a mountaintop. This bird's eye view can help you see the bigger picture, to recognize patterns and connections that might not be apparent from ground level. 2. The time traveler's lens. Consider the situation in the context of time. How will this matter in a week, a month, a year, or even a decade from now? This can help you put things in perspective and avoid getting overly caught up in the drama of the moment. 3. The empathy exercise. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to understand their perspective, their motivations, and their feelings. This can help you cultivate compassion, find common ground, and resolve conflicts more effectively. The cosmic zoom. The Stoics often contemplated the vastness of the universe and the relative insignificance of human affairs. This cosmic perspective can help you gain a sense of humility, acceptance, and even humor in the face of life's challenges. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed by a project at work. Instead of getting bogged down in the details, try to zoom out and see the project in the context of your larger goals and priorities. This can help you regain perspective and focus on what truly matters. Or maybe you're having a disagreement with a loved one. Instead of getting caught up in the heat of the moment, try to see the situation from their perspective. What are their needs and concerns? How can you find a compromise that honors both of your perspectives? The Stoic advantage. By cultivating the ability to see things from different perspectives, you're not just becoming a better problem solver. You're also developing a more resilient and adaptable mindset. You're learning to navigate life's complexities with grace, wisdom, and a sense of humor. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, the ability to shift perspective is a key component of Stoic resilience. It allows us to see challenges as opportunities, to find meaning in adversity, and to maintain our inner peace even in the midst of chaos. So today, let's make a conscious effort to expand our perspective. Let's look at things from different angles, challenge our assumptions, and embrace the power of empathy and understanding. By doing so, we can unlock new solutions, deepen our relationships, and create a life that's more fulfilling, joyful, and aligned with our true purpose. Lesson 3. The Stoic Flow. Embracing change and thriving in the rapids of life. All right, folks, let's dive into a Stoic principle that's like having a mental yoga mat. It's all about flexibility and adaptability. The Stoics weren't rigid, unyielding statues. They were more like seasoned surfers, gracefully riding the waves of life, even when the currents got rough. The Stoic philosopher, Epictetus, put it this way: "Don't demand that things happen as you wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen, and you will go on well." In other words, the world isn't going to bend to your will. Things change, plans fall apart, and unexpected obstacles pop up like whack-a-moles. The key to navigating this ever-shifting landscape is to be like water, adaptable, fluid, and able to flow around obstacles rather than crashing against them. the rigidity rut. Think about those times when you've clung to a plan, a belief, or an expectation with an iron grip, only to feel frustrated and defeated when things didn't go your way. Maybe you had your heart set on a specific job, a particular relationship, or a certain outcome, and when it didn't materialize, you felt like the universe was conspiring against you. That's the rigidity rut. It's the belief that we can control everything, that life should unfold according to our carefully crafted scripts. But the Stoics would remind us that the only constant in life is change, and the more we resist that change, the more we suffer. The Stoic flow state. The Stoics offered a different approach, one that's rooted in acceptance, adaptability, and a willingness to go with the flow. They understood that true strength lies not in resisting change, but in embracing it, in finding opportunities for growth and learning, even in the midst of chaos. Think of it like this. You're rafting down a river. You can't control the current or the rapids, but you can control how you navigate them. You can fight against the flow, exhausting yourself and risking capsizing. Or you can learn to read the river, adjust your course, and use its power to propel you forward. The Stoics called this the art of acquiescence, the ability to accept what we can't control and focus on what we can. It's not about giving up or being passive. It's about finding a sense of flow, a harmony with the natural rhythms of life. Modern day flexibility. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're planning a weekend getaway with friends, and a sudden storm throws a wrench in your plans. You could get upset, complain about the weather, and ruin everyone's mood. Or you could embrace the change, find an alternative activity, and create new memories that you wouldn't have otherwise experienced. Or maybe you're in the middle of a project at work, and your boss throws you a curveball, asking you to pivot and focus on a different task. You could resist the change, grumble about the disruption, and let it derail your productivity. Or you could adapt to the new situation, see it as a challenge, and use your creativity and resourcefulness to find a solution. The Stoic advantage. By cultivating flexibility and adaptability, you're not just becoming more resilient to change, you're also opening yourself up to new possibilities and opportunities. You're learning to dance with life, to embrace its unpredictable rhythms, and to find joy and meaning, even in the most unexpected twists and turns. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the obstacle in the path becomes the path. Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. So, today, let's make a commitment to be more flexible and adaptable. Let's embrace change, let go of rigid expectations, and find the flow in the ever-shifting currents of life. By doing so, we can navigate challenges with grace, discover hidden opportunities, and create a life that's not just about surviving, but about thriving. Lesson 4. The Stoic Grit, Embracing Challenges as Your Birthright. All right, folks, let's get real for a second. Life ain't always a walk in the park. It throws curveballs, challenges, and sometimes downright hardships our way. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, discouraged, or even victimized when faced with these difficulties. But what if I told you that the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about resilience and inner strength, had a different perspective? They believed that we were born for this, to endure hardship. Now, before you start thinking this is some kind of masochistic philosophy, let's unpack what they really meant. The Stoics weren't advocating for seeking out suffering or pain. They simply recognize that challenges and setbacks are an inevitable part of life. And instead of fearing or resisting them, they saw them as opportunities for growth, learning, and the development of character. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. In other words, obstacles are not roadblocks, they're stepping stones. They're the challenges that force us to dig deep, to tap into our inner reserves of strength and resilience, and to emerge on the other side stronger and wiser. The comfort zone conundrum. We humans are creatures of comfort. We crave predictability, security, and ease. We like to stay within our cozy little bubbles, avoiding anything that might disrupt our sense of equilibrium. But the Stoics would argue that this comfort zone is actually a trap, a prison that prevents us from reaching our full potential. Think about it. Have you ever achieved anything truly great without facing some level of challenge or adversity? Have you ever grown as a person without stepping outside your comfort zone and facing your fears? The Stoics believed that true growth and fulfillment come from embracing challenges, from pushing our limits, and from testing our mettle against the anvil of life. It's in those moments of struggle, when we're forced to dig deep and find our inner strength, that we truly discover who we are and what we're capable of. The Stoic Training Ground. The Stoics saw life as a kind of training ground, a gymnasium for the soul. They believed that every challenge, every setback, every obstacle was an opportunity to practice the virtues that lead to a good life: courage, resilience, perseverance, and wisdom. As Epictetus said, "Difficulties show a person's character, so when a challenge confronts you, remember that God is matching you with a younger sparring partner, as would a physical trainer." Why? Becoming an Olympian takes sweat. I think no one has a better challenge than yours, if only you would use it like an athlete would that younger sparring partner. In other words, don't shy away from challenges. Embrace them as opportunities to grow stronger and wiser. See them as a chance to test your skills, to learn from your mistakes, and to emerge victorious, not just in the external world, but also in the inner arena of your own mind and heart. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Think about the entrepreneur who faces countless rejections and setbacks before finally achieving success, or the athlete who pushes their body to the limit, enduring grueling training sessions and overcoming injuries to reach their peak performance, or the single parent who juggles work, childcare, and household responsibilities with unwavering determination and love. These individuals might not see themselves as Stoics, but they're embodying the Stoic spirit of resilience and perseverance. They're facing challenges head-on, finding strength in adversity, and using their experiences to become better, stronger, and more capable versions of themselves. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to reframe our relationship with hardship. Instead of seeing it as a curse or a punishment, they urge us to see it as an opportunity for growth, learning, and the development of character. They remind us that we were born for this, that we have the inner strength to endure, and that by embracing challenges, we can create a life that's truly meaningful and fulfilling. So, today, let's make a commitment to face our challenges with courage and resilience. Let's see obstacles as opportunities, setbacks as stepping stones, and hardships as a chance to prove our mettle and become the best versions of ourselves. Remember, you're stronger than you think. You were born for this. Lesson 5. The emotional hijack, taking the steering wheel. Back from your feelings. All right, folks, let's have a real heart-to-heart about something we all grapple with, our emotions. They can be like a roller coaster, taking us on wild rides of highs and lows, twists and turns. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about keeping their cool, had a powerful message for us. Don't let your emotions control you. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Easier said than done," right? Hear me out. The Stoics weren't about suppressing feelings or turning into emotionless robots. They understood that emotions are a natural part of the human experience, like the weather. Sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it rains, and sometimes a hurricane blows through. But just like you wouldn't let a storm dictate your entire day, you shouldn't let your emotions hijack your life. The hijacked brain. Picture this. You're driving home after a long day and someone cuts you off in traffic. Boom. Anger flares up, your heart races, and you're ready to give them a piece of your mind. Or maybe you're scrolling through social media and you see a friend's post about their amazing vacation. Suddenly, a wave of envy washes over you, leaving you feeling inadequate and dissatisfied. In those moments, it feels like your emotions have taken over the control room of your brain, and you're just along for the ride. But the Stoics would argue that you have more power than you think. You might not be able to stop the initial emotional wave, but you can choose how you surf it. Epictetus put it this way: "It's not things that upset us, but our judgment about things." In other words, it's not the external event itself that causes the emotional storm, it's your interpretation of it. And that's something you have the power to change. The Stoic Toolkit for Emotional Mastery. The Stoics weren't about denying or suppressing emotions. They were about understanding them, managing them, and using them to their advantage. They developed a set of practices and principles to help them stay in the driver's seat, even when their emotions were trying to take over. Here are a few Stoic strategies you can use. 1. Awareness. The first step is to simply become aware of your emotions as they arise. Notice the physical sensations in your body, the thoughts that accompany the emotion, and the urge to react. Don't judge yourself for feeling what you're feeling. Just observe it with curiosity and detachment. 2. Labeling. Once you're aware of the emotion, try to label it. Is it anger, sadness, fear, joy? Giving it a name can help you create some distance from it and see it more objectively. 3. Cognitive reframing. This is where you challenge the thoughts and beliefs that are fueling the emotion. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Is there another way to look at this situation? By reframing your perspective, you can change your emotional response. 4. Choose your response. Once you've observed the emotion and challenged your thoughts, you can choose a more intentional and constructive response. This might involve taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk, talking to a trusted friend, or simply accepting the emotion and letting it pass. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're in a heated argument with your partner. Instead of letting anger escalate the situation, you can take a step back, acknowledge your feelings, and try to understand their perspective. You can choose to communicate your own needs and concerns calmly and respectfully, rather than resorting to accusations or blame. Or maybe you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation at work. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, you can practice mindfulness techniques, visualize yourself succeeding, and focus on the present moment, one step at a time. The Stoic Advantage. By mastering your emotions, you're not just avoiding drama and conflict, you're also building resilience, inner peace, and a sense of agency in your life. You're becoming the captain of your own ship, navigating the waves of emotion with skill and confidence. Remember, you're not your emotions. You're the one who experiences them, and you have the power to choose how you respond to them. So, take the reins, steer your ship in the direction you want to go, and enjoy the ride. Lesson 6. The Stoic Streamline, the Art of Effortless Action. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic principle that's all about working smarter, not harder. Don't make things harder than they need to be. Now, this isn't about cutting corners or being lazy. It's about approaching challenges with a clear mind, a calm demeanor, and a focus on efficiency and effectiveness. The Stoics understood that life is full of challenges, obstacles, and difficult situations. But they also believed that we often make things harder on ourselves by overreacting, getting emotionally invested in things we can't control, and creating unnecessary drama and conflict. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. If someone asks you how to write your name, would you bark out each letter? And if they get angry, would you then return the anger? Wouldn't you rather gently spell out each letter for them? So, then, remember in life that your duties are the sum of individual acts. Pay attention to each of these as you do your duty. Just methodically complete your task. In other words, don't let your emotions hijack your reason. Don't turn a simple task into a battle of wills or a test of your ego. Approach each challenge with a calm and methodical mindset, focusing on the task at hand and doing what needs to be done without unnecessary fuss or drama. The Drama Vortex. Think about those times when you've turned a molehill into a mountain. Maybe you had a disagreement with a friend, and instead of having a calm conversation, you let it escalate into a full-blown argument, complete with accusations, blame, and hurt feelings. Or perhaps you had a minor setback at work, and instead of seeing it as a learning opportunity, you catastrophized, convinced that your whole career was on the line. In those moments, you weren't just facing the original challenge, you were also battling your own emotional reactions, creating unnecessary stress and complexity. The Stoics would call this adding friction to the equation, making the task at hand even harder than it needs to be. The Stoic approach, simplicity and efficiency. So, how do you avoid falling into the drama vortex and approach challenges with a more Stoic mindset? Here are a few strategies. 1. Keep a cool head. When faced with a challenge, take a deep breath and remind yourself to stay calm. Don't let your emotions dictate your actions. 2. Focus on the task at hand. Break down the challenge into smaller, more manageable steps. Focus on one step at a time and don't get overwhelmed by the big picture. 3. Communicate clearly and calmly. If you're dealing with a conflict or disagreement, express your needs and concerns in a clear and respectful way. Avoid accusations, blame, or passive-aggressive behavior. Seek solutions, not scapegoats. Instead of dwelling on who's to blame or what went wrong, focus on finding solutions and moving forward. 5. Embrace simplicity. The Stoics believed that the simplest solution is often the best one. Don't overcomplicate things or create unnecessary drama. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're planning a family vacation. Instead of getting stressed about finding the perfect destination, the perfect itinerary, and the perfect Instagram-worthy moments, focus on the essentials. Spending quality time with your loved ones, creating memories, and enjoying the experience. Or maybe you're facing a tight deadline at work. Instead of panicking and working yourself to the bone, prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and communicate clearly with your team. Focus on doing your best and don't let the pressure overwhelm you. The Stoic Advantage. By embracing simplicity, efficiency, and emotional control, you're not just making your life easier, you're also creating space for more joy, peace, and fulfillment. You're freeing yourself from the unnecessary drama and focusing on what truly matters, your values, your relationships, and your contributions to the world. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, the Stoics believed that we should strive to live in accordance with nature, and that means accepting the reality of our circumstances and not trying to force things to be other than they are. So today, let's make a commitment to simplify our lives and approach challenges with a Stoic mindset. Let's focus on what we can control, communicate clearly, and find solutions instead of creating drama. By doing so, we can navigate life's complexities with grace, wisdom, and a sense of effortless action. Lesson 7. The Stoic Escape Artist, Finding Wiggle Room in Tight Spots. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic principle that's like having a secret escape hatch in the back of your mind. There's always more room to maneuver than you think. Now, this isn't about being sneaky or manipulative. It's about cultivating a mindset of resourcefulness, creativity, and resilience, even when faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles. The Stoics understood that life is full of constraints and limitations. We can't always control the circumstances we find ourselves in, but we can always control how we respond to them. As Seneca put it, apply yourself to thinking through difficulties. Hard times can be softened, tight squeezes widened, and heavy loads made lighter for those who can apply the right pressure. In other words, don't let yourself get boxed in by your circumstances. Don't assume that there's only one way out, or that you're trapped with no options. There's always some wiggle room, some creative solution, some unexpected opportunity waiting to be discovered. It's just a matter of looking for it. The boxed-in blues. We've all felt that sense of being boxed in at some point in our lives. Maybe you're stuck in a dead-end job, trapped in a toxic relationship, or facing a financial crisis that seems insurmountable. In those moments, it's easy to feel hopeless, helpless, and like there's no way out. But the Stoics would challenge us to question those assumptions. They'd remind us that our minds are powerful tools for problem solving, and that even in the most constrained situations, there's always some room to maneuver, some way to shift our perspective, some action we can take to improve our circumstances. The Stoic Escape Plan. So, how do you find that wiggle room, that hidden escape hatch, when life seems to be closing in on you? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Challenge your assumptions. The first step is to question your assumptions about the situation. Are you really as trapped as you think you are? Are there any hidden opportunities or alternative paths that you haven't considered? 2. Get creative. Think outside the box. Brainstorm unconventional solutions, even if they seem a bit crazy at first. Sometimes the most innovative ideas come from challenging the status quo and exploring uncharted territory. 3. Seek out advice. Don't be afraid to ask for help or seek out the wisdom of others. Talk to friends, mentors, or even professionals who might have insights or experience in dealing with similar situations. 4. Focus on what you can control. Remember the Stoic dichotomy of control. You can't control the external circumstances, but you can control your own thoughts, actions, and responses. Focus on what you can do, even if it's just a small step in the right direction. 5. Embrace the challenge. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. The Stoics believed that adversity can make us stronger, wiser, and more resilient. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're stuck in a job you hate, feeling trapped and unfulfilled. Instead of resigning yourself to a life of misery, you could start exploring alternative career paths, developing new skills, or even launching your own side hustle. Or maybe you're facing a health challenge that's limiting your physical abilities. Instead of focusing on what you can't do, you could explore new forms of exercise, adapt your hobbies and interests, and find ways to continue living a fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoic Advantage. By cultivating a mindset of resourcefulness, creativity, and resilience, you're not just becoming a better problem solver, you're also developing a sense of empowerment and agency in your life. You're recognizing that you're not a victim of circumstance, but an active participant in shaping your own destiny. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, "The obstacle is the way. What stands in the way becomes the way." So, today, let's make a commitment to look for the hidden opportunities in every challenge. Let's embrace the Stoic belief that there's always more room to maneuver than we think, and let's use our creativity, resilience, and inner strength to navigate life's complexities with grace and wisdom. Lesson 8. The Strength in Vulnerability, the Stoics' Guide to Embracing Help. All right, folks, let's tackle a lesson that can be a tough pill to swallow for some of us. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Now, I know in a world that often glorifies independence and self-reliance, asking for help can feel like admitting weakness or failure. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and resilience, had a different perspective. They understood that we're all interconnected, part of a larger community, and that relying on others is not a sign of weakness, but a natural and necessary part of the human experience. As Marcus Aurelius put it in his Meditations, "Don't be ashamed of needing help. You have a duty to fulfill just like a soldier on the wall of battle. So what if you are injured and can't climb up without another soldier's help?" In other words, we're all in this together. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, our talents and limitations. And sometimes the bravest and most courageous thing we can do is to acknowledge our own limitations and reach out for support. The myth of the lone wolf. We live in a culture that often celebrates the lone wolf, the rugged individualist who conquers challenges single-handedly. We're bombarded with images of superheroes, self-made millionaires, and lone adventurers who seem to effortlessly overcome any obstacle. But the Stoics would remind us that this is largely a myth. No one achieves greatness in isolation. We all rely on others, teachers, mentors, friends, family, colleagues, to help us learn, grow, and achieve our goals. And there's no shame in that. In fact, it's a sign of strength and wisdom to recognize when we need help and to have the humility to ask for it. Think about it. Have you ever tried to tackle a complex project all by yourself, only to get stuck and frustrated? Or have you ever struggled with a personal problem feeling isolated and overwhelmed, until you finally opened up to a trusted friend or family member and found the support and guidance you needed. Those are moments when asking for help can be a game changer. It can open up new perspectives, provide valuable insights, and give you the boost you need to overcome challenges and achieve your goals. The Stoic approach to help seeking. So, how do you overcome the fear of asking for help and embrace the power of collaboration and support? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Recognize your interdependence. The Stoics believed that we're all part of a larger community, interconnected and interdependent. We all have something to offer, and we all need help from time to time. Recognizing this fundamental truth can make it easier to let go of the ego-driven need for independence and embrace the power of collaboration. 2. Cultivate humility. Acknowledge that you don't have all the answers and that there are people out there who have knowledge, skills, and experiences that you can benefit from. Be willing to learn from others and to admit when you need help. 3. Be specific and direct. When you ask for help, be specific about what you need and how others can support you. This makes it easier for them to offer assistance and avoids misunderstandings or mismatched expectations. 4. Express gratitude. When someone offers you help, express your sincere gratitude. Let them know that you appreciate their time, effort, and support. This not only strengthens your relationship with them, but it also encourages them to continue offering help in the future. 5. Reciprocate. Remember that helping others is a two-way street. Look for opportunities to offer your own skills, knowledge, and support to those around you. This creates a sense of mutual respect and strengthens the bonds of community. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to help-seeking is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people benefiting from collaboration and support all around us. The student who seeks help from a tutor or professor to understand a difficult concept. The entrepreneur who joins a mastermind group to get advice and support from other business owners. The therapist who seeks supervision and consultation from colleagues to enhance their clinical skills. The friend who reaches out to their support network during a difficult time. These individuals are not weak or dependent. They're simply recognizing that we all need help sometimes, and that there's strength and wisdom in seeking out support and guidance. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the power of help-seeking, you're not just overcoming challenges and achieving your goals more effectively, you're also building stronger relationships, fostering a sense of community, and contributing to a more connected and compassionate world. Remember, the Stoics believed that the ultimate goal of life is to live in accordance with nature, and that includes recognizing our interdependence and supporting one another on the journey. So, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, wisdom, and a true understanding of what it means to be human. Lesson 9. The Fear Factor. Unleashing your inner courage. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about an emotion that can be as paralyzing as it is pervasive. Fear. We all experience it, from the butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation to the cold sweat that breaks out when you're facing a tough decision. But what if I told you that the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their minds and emotions, had a way to not only manage fear, but to actually use it as fuel for growth and resilience? The Stoics recognized that fear, like any emotion, is a product of our own minds. It's not the external event itself that causes fear, but our perception and judgment of that event. And here's the kicker. Our fears can often become self-fulfilling prophecies, shaping our actions and creating the very outcomes we dread. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way. There are more things likely to frighten us than there are to crush us. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. In other words, we often create our own monsters in our minds, magnifying threats and imagining worst-case scenarios that rarely come to pass. And in the process, we rob ourselves of joy, opportunity, and the chance to live a bolder, more fulfilling life. The fear of the what-ifs. Think about those times when you've been held back by fear. Maybe you've dreamed of starting your own business, but the fear of failure kept you stuck in a dead-end job. Or perhaps you've longed to travel the world, but the fear of the unknown kept you rooted in your comfort zone. Or maybe you've wanted to express your feelings to someone, but the fear of rejection kept your heart locked away. In those moments, it's like fear is whispering in your ear. What if it doesn't work out? What if you fail? What if you get hurt? And these what-ifs can be so powerful, so convincing, that they paralyze us, preventing us from taking action and pursuing our dreams. The Stoic approach, turning fear into fuel. So, how do you break free from the grip of fear and unleash your inner courage? The Stoics offer a few powerful strategies. 1. Name your fears. The first step is to identify and name your fears. What are the specific things that trigger anxiety or worry in your life? What are the what-if scenarios that keep you up at night? By bringing your fears into the light of awareness, you can start to examine them more objectively and challenge their power over you. 2. Challenge your assumptions. Once you've identified your fears, it's time to question their validity. Are they based on real evidence or just on your imagination? What's the worst that could realistically happen? Could you handle it, even if it's uncomfortable or challenging? 3. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within our control, and that includes our thoughts, actions, and responses to fear. Instead of dwelling on the things you can't control, the future, other people's opinions, focus on what you can control, your preparation, your effort, your attitude. 4. Take action. Despite fear, don't let fear paralyze you. Take small steps towards facing your fears, even if it's just talking about them with a trusted friend or seeking professional help. The more you expose yourself to your fears, the less power they'll have over you. 5. Embrace the discomfort. The Stoics understood that growth and transformation often involve discomfort and uncertainty. Don't expect the journey to be easy or painless. Embrace the challenges, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward, even when it's scary. Modern-day examples of conquering fear. Let's see how these Stoic principles can be applied to real-life situations. The fear of public speaking. This is one of the most common fears, and it can prevent people from pursuing their dreams or sharing their ideas with the world. By practicing public speaking, visualizing success, and focusing on connecting with the audience, you can overcome this fear and become a confident and compelling communicator. The fear of starting a business. The fear of failure, financial insecurity, and the unknown can be major obstacles to entrepreneurship. But by developing a solid business plan, seeking out mentors and advisors, and taking calculated risks, you can turn your entrepreneurial dreams into reality. The fear of vulnerability in relationships. This fear can prevent us from forming deep and meaningful connections with others. But By practicing vulnerability, communicating openly and honestly, and setting healthy boundaries, we can build relationships that are based on trust, respect, and mutual support. The Stoic Advantage. By mastering your fear, you're not just overcoming anxiety and self-doubt. You're also unlocking your full potential and creating a life that's bolder, more adventurous, and more fulfilling. You're embracing the Stoic ideal of courage, the willingness to face challenges head-on, and to live a life that's true to your values and purpose. Remember, fear is a natural human emotion, but it doesn't have to control you. By cultivating self-awareness, challenging your assumptions, and taking action despite your fears, you can transform fear into fuel and create a life that's truly extraordinary. Lesson 10. The Stoic Firefighter, tackling problems before they rage out of control. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on problem solving with a Stoic strategy that's all about being proactive, not reactive. Address problems early. Now, this might sound like common sense, but let's be honest. How many of us actually do this consistently? It's so easy to ignore those little warning signs, to brush off those nagging doubts, to tell ourselves, it's not a big deal, I'll deal with it later. But the Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, knew that small problems, left unattended, have a tendency to snowball into big problems. It's like ignoring a tiny crack in a dam. Eventually, the pressure builds up, the crack widens, and the whole damn thing bursts, causing a flood of chaos and destruction. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way in his Moral Letters. There is no vice which lacks a defense, none that at the outset isn't modest and easily intervened. But after this, the trouble spreads widely. If you allow it to get started, you won't be able to control when it stops. Every emotion is at first weak. Later, it rouses itself and gathers strength as it moves along. It's easier to slow it down than to supplant it. In other words, don't wait for problems to become full-blown crises before you address them. Nip them in the bud, tackle them head-on, and prevent them from spiraling out of control. The Ostrich Syndrome. We humans have a funny tendency to bury our heads in the sand when faced with problems. We hope they'll magically disappear, or we convince ourselves that they're not really that big of a deal. But the Stoics would call this the Ostrich Syndrome, and they'd warn us that it's a recipe for disaster. Think about those times when you've ignored a small issue, hoping it would resolve itself, only to have it blow up in your face later. Maybe it was a minor disagreement with a friend that festered into a major rift, a nagging health concern that turned into a full-blown illness, or a financial problem that spiraled out of control because you didn't address it early on. In those moments, you probably wished you'd taken action sooner, when the problem was still manageable. But hindsight is 20/20, right? The key is to cultivate the Stoic habit of addressing problems early, before they have a chance to grow and cause more damage. The Stoic Firefighter. Think of yourself as a Stoic firefighter. Your job is not just to put out fires, it's to prevent them from starting in the first place. You're constantly on the lookout for potential hazards, and you're quick to take action at the first sign of smoke. This doesn't mean you have to live in a state of constant anxiety or hypervigilance. It's about cultivating a mindset of awareness, proactivity, and problem solving. It's about addressing issues head-on, with courage and determination, rather than letting them fester and grow. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you notice a small leak in your roof. You could ignore it, hoping it will go away on its own. But the Stoics would advise you to fix it immediately, before it causes water damage and a much bigger headache. Or maybe you're feeling a bit of tension in a relationship with a friend or family member. Instead of letting it simmer and potentially explode later, you could initiate a conversation, express your concerns, and work towards a resolution. The Stoic advantage. By addressing problems early, you're not just preventing bigger problems down the road. You're also cultivating a sense of agency and control over your life. You're showing yourself that you're capable of handling challenges and that you're not going to let them derail your progress or steal your peace of mind. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, the Stoics believed that we should be proactive in dealing with problems rather than waiting for them to become crises. By addressing issues early on, we can often prevent them from escalating and causing unnecessary stress and suffering. So today, let's make a commitment to be Stoic firefighters. Let's be vigilant, proactive, and courageous in addressing problems as they arise. Let's not let small issues snowball into big ones, and let's create a life that's marked by resilience, resourcefulness, and the ability to turn challenges into triumphs. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the Stoic playbook for problem solving, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a healthy dose of pragmatism. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about accepting fate passively. They were about actively engaging with challenges, finding creative solutions, and turning obstacles into opportunities for growth. They understood that life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and they equipped themselves with the mental tools to navigate those twists and turns with wisdom and strength. So, as we wrap up this 6th episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons and start applying them to your own life. Embrace the Stoic mindset of preparedness, adaptability, and resourcefulness. Remember, you're not a victim of circumstance. You're the captain of your own ship, navigating the sometimes choppy waters of life. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to overcome obstacles and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Join us next time as we delve into the 7th part of our series, where we'll explore the Stoic concept of duty and how it can guide us towards a more meaningful and impactful life. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high. And remember, you have the power to turn every challenge into a triumph.